When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sunny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock podcast.
Hello, people. Hollywood here with another Friday Quick Fix. Today, we're going to go with a Who Done It Better episode. I love cover songs, really for two major reasons. One, I can't count how many bands I discovered by hearing a current band do a cover of an older song, and it interested me enough to go check out the back catalog of the artist they were covering. For example, thanks to the Bullet Boys, Prince, Boyz II Men, and others, I'm super into Motown music now. Thanks to Hall & Oates, I'm a huge Temptations fan. The other reason I love cover songs is that it gives you a chance to gauge a new artist or band's musical and vocal talent without having to also gauge their songwriting because you are hearing them for the first time and you don't know their original song. For example, if Phil Collins doesn't do You Can't Hurry Love, I probably never give any other Phil Collins music a chance. But instead, I love his solo stuff. So today, we're going to put two cover versions of the same song up against each other in a Who Done It Better battle. Don't skip over any of the songs, because I'm going to ask you for your favorite when we're all done.
Like what you're hearing? Share this episode out. Post it to your favorite social network and let people know you're listening to the Growing Up Rock podcast. It will help us grow, and we greatly appreciate it.
First battle, Rick Springfield versus Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. What a great name. We all know Rick Springfield, and he released his version of this song in 1981. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes is a punk rock supergroup from San Francisco that's been around since the mid-90s, and they released their version of this song in 2011. So check out Rick Springfield First and Me First and the Gimme Gimmes Second with their versions of the Sammy Hagar classic, I've Done Everything for You.
This one with love.
Second battle, Oasis versus Quiet Riot. Oasis, if you don't know, is an English rock band formed by the Gallagher brothers who can't really get along anymore, and their version of this song was released in 1996. Quiet Riot, we all know, released their version of this song in 1983. check out Oasis first and Quiet Riot second with their versions of the Slade classic, Come On Field of Noise.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Third and last battle, Van Halen versus Eve 6. So we all know Van Halen, we don't need to go there, and they released their version of this song in 1978. Eve 6 is a rock band formed in 1995 from Southern California. Their biggest hit was a song called Inside Out in 1998, you'd probably know it if you heard it, and they released their version of this song in 2001. It was on a movie soundtrack for a movie called The New Guy, I don't remember that movie at all. So check out Van Halen first and Eve 6 second with their versions of the Kinks classic, You Really Got Me.
Bad night. Girl, you really got me.
Well, that's it. Another Friday quick fix in the books. Don't forget to share your favorite from each whodunit better battle with us via Facebook, Twitter, Messenger, or email. If you're wondering which ones were my favorite, first battle, although the other version was interesting, I'm going with Rick Springfield. Second battle, I'm going with Quiet Riot all the way. And the third battle, it's hard to go against the Van Halen version, so I'm going to go with Van Halen. Now, I'm going to shuffle, rattle, and roll us out of here. Later.
Thanks for listening. You got your fix. Now, let's shuffle, rattle, and roll into the weekend.
A night.